Accession number 14585, Reel 5.
Well, Hank and I, we were going with our Thompson submachine gun. Every gun got 50 rounds and two hand grenades, going through the high grass. Very quiet, near that house. I was staying in front, about 50 yards, and he was staying on the side, about 50 yards, and together we opened fire with the Thompson submachine gun, just firing from the top, right, left, down, right, left, down, and empty the Thompson. Then we put in our hand grenades, and then we came back. We have heard a lot of screaming and everything like that, but we never have an attack on the camp on that night. And we were lucky that we've handled like that, because the assistance we have been asking for, they were not able to come to the camp. They only came the other day. So that was one thing we have done over there, and then we came back on the O-23. We had done that.
When you were attacked by those clappers with spears, were any of you injured?
We had our Thompson submachine that we fired back.
So they couldn't injure you?
No.
Were any of them killed?
No, nobody killed. There was one man killed the other day who were giving us assistance. That man was killed in the truck. But it's not from his crew. Well, then we came back with O-23 in Priok. From Priok later on, we go back to Fremantle. In Fremantle, we bought the whole shop from the American. Cigarettes and everything. The tubes were empty. There were no tubes in it. We bought a lot of material for taking home. So with all the material, we go back to Holland, and we are going to Bangkok first, because the married boys in Australia, we left them in Australia, so we had room on board to pick up some ex-prisoners of war. So we were up to Bangkok, picked up about 12 men, and took him back to Holland in Rotterdam. We came over there on 16 March in 1946.